礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他中午吃饭的时候在餐厅找到美国同事 Amy。
Hey Amy， 能找到你太好了。
Will you join me？
好啊，我正好有事要问你呢。
What is it？
我有个同事两星期后结婚。
Where is the wedding going to be held？
婚礼在北京举行，但是因为新郎和新娘都是美国人，所以呢要按美国的方式。
How interesting。
是啊，他们不回美国去结婚是因为家里人想到中国来玩。
I can't blame them for wanting to see this beautiful part of the world where their relatives live and work。
这下我有机会体验一下美国式的婚礼了，不过呀我也遇到一些问题。
I can probably guess what some of them are。
我记得你说过要 RSVP， 就是不管自己能否出席都要尽快跟人家说一声。
So did you？
邀请函里加了回执卡和信封，我已经填好寄出去了。
Sounds as if you have it all figured out， 陈豪。
可是我不知道应该送给他们什么礼物啊。
陈豪和 Amy 坐下吃午饭。
我想知道美国人结婚啊一般送些什么呀？
It is a tradition and change， so you need to pay attention to what the bride and groom want。
我怎么能知道新郎新娘需要什么呀？
In today's wedding world， couples often register for gifts with an online registry。
什么叫 online registry 啊？网上注册？
It's a wedding site on the internet。 Couples use registries to indicate gifts they'd like or need。 You just go to the website they indicate and order。
哦，结婚的人可以上网注册，把需要的礼物列出来，供亲朋好友参考。可我怎么找到那个网站呢？
If the bride and groom have registered, they will send you the website as part of the invitation, or in a follow-up email.
邀请函上好像是有个网址，不过我当时没太注意。好，我回去先看看他们注册的礼品单子上都有什么。
That's the idea.
我买好了礼物，婚礼那天一块儿带去。
Oops, bad idea.
为什么？
Chen Hao, they won't open the presents during the wedding ceremony or the reception.
干嘛不拆礼物啊？
It's not part of the American tradition, and it only complicates things.
我不太明白。
When the bride and groom have left the event, a family member or a friend has to gather any gifts that were brought to the wedding and be responsible for keeping them for the newlyweds until they return from their honeymoon.
这不是很麻烦吗？
It could be a lot to manage.
我现在知道了，所以最好是事先买好礼物寄过去。
You got it.